Hui, da sind die Maccabees ja schon vorbei. Ihr Song hier gerade, No Kind Words, da habe ich mich gerade verquatscht mit Felix und Orlando. Die sind nämlich bei uns im Studio und da sagen wir doch gleich mal ohne Umschweife schönen guten Tag. Blitzableiter, the first word we just learned. Herzlich willkommen bei Flux FM.
Yeah, I like that one.
Hi YouTube Blitzableiters, how are you doing?
Yeah, good, thanks.
Very touched to be called a Blitzableiter.
A Blitzableiter. Ja, die beiden sind gerade mit ihren Jungs auf Tour und machen eher so eine Art Festivaltour und das ist ein bisschen eine Ausnahme heute im Heimathafen. Das ist ja ein richtiges Konzert. So, a little bit of an exception today. Not a festival, but a real, so to say. Not real concert, but you know what I mean. Real
venue. Yeah, Maccabees show. Yeah.
I
know.
How come? Who's organizing this festival, normal concert? Who's doing this for you?
I don't know why it got put in there.
I think geographically it kind of makes sense because we just came from Krakow and so I suppose we're heading back towards a ferry to London and stopping off on route.
And when will the tour? When is the last stop?
Well, this little run ends on Sunday.
So soon?
At Lowlands, yeah.
We're just doing 4 European dates.
But then, you know, you go home for 2 days, come back out again. That's kind of how festival season works.
Yeah, and then you fly to the other side of the planet, nah?
We go to America in October.
October.
September's a bit less hectic.
How many screaming fans do you have over there? More than here?
In America. In America, we have less screaming fans than we do in Europe.
Where the most screaming fans living?
The most screaming fans for us are living in,
I don't know, I don't feel like we've got,
Mexico is good for screaming fans.
Yeah?
Right.
Okay. In Mexico geht's zur Sache, yeah? More girls or boys or is it a mixture?
Can't remember, it seemed pretty cross-gender.
The Mexican scream, I didn't know that.
Yeah, no, they're good, yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. We don't tend to have a lot of people screaming at us.
And then you don't want people to scream, you want people to
listen.
To listen.
Right.
And?
I feel like you're hoping that you'll goad me into something and I don't know what it is.
Well, I'm not quite sure.
I'm not being coached well enough. I don't know what that means.
Tell us about the new music because we are listening to it for many times. Marks to Prove It, for example, over and over because we like it so much. There are other songs on it as well. But maybe tell us about the album. The name of the album would be great. Marks to Prove It, what does that mean? I read about it, but maybe the audience doesn't know and wants to know it, so...
I think it's a... I like that it's not too specific. I think that people, in lots of the interviews, people have said, so Marks to Prove It, this means this, and we'll say, well, that's what it means to you. And so I think that's important to keep that a little bit. But I think when we decided on it, we definitely felt like it made a statement, and just at a very basic level, the record is proof. You know, everyone spends their life nowadays proving that they've done something with a picture, and the record is no different. To be honest, you know, it's a catalogue of our work over the last few years.
Mm, a musical, not selfie, but album. A musical.
That's quite a, I suppose
it's
so.
It's a musical, not selfie. Yeah.
Musical, not selfie. Yeah. Blitzableiter thing. Yeah. Something like that.
It sounds much better in German because otherwise you're a lightning rod, which is less romantic sounding.
Absolutely less romantic. Yeah. Say it again for us, Blitzableiter.
Blitzableiter. It's
nice.
Great, right?
You can say tonight and Heimathafen.
Yeah, I struggle for things to say on stage anyway, so that will help.
Sein neues Lieblingswort, Blitzableiter. Wir haben hier nämlich, wenn wir aus unserem angeschrägten Fensterchen rausgucken, ja, ein Türmchen und darauf ist ein sogenannter Blitzableiter, den Orlando sofort erkannt hat und da mussten wir kurz austauschen, was das dann auf Deutsch und Englisch heißt. Auf jeden Fall heißt die aktuelle Maccabees-Platte ja Marks to Prove It und er sagt, ja, das ist so ein bisschen was wie jeder muss seinen Fingerabdruck in der Welt irgendwie hinterlassen. Ständig werden Fotos, persönliche Fotos gepostet und man sagt, hier war ich und da, schau hier und irgendwie hat man das Bedürfnis, immer wieder Zeugnis davon abzulegen, was man gerade macht und sie sagen, ja, aber eigentlich ist unsere Platte auch so etwas Ähnliches, dass wir einfach zeigen, das ist jetzt gerade die Musik, die wir machen in diesem Moment und die wollen wir euch gerne vorspielen. Wir hören das Titelstück. Heute Abend sind sie im Heimathafen. Wir schreiben euch in Kürze auf die Gästeliste The Maccabees. Marks to Prove It, das Titelstück der Maccabees bei Flux FM in der Morning Show am Nachmittag. Diese Band wird heute Abend auftreten im Heimathafen und da wollen wir euch noch herzlich zu einladen, nämlich gleich hier gästelistentechnisch. Schreibt Flux euch Emner gerne drauf. Felix und Orlando sind immer noch bei uns. Wir sprachen gerade über, wir waren gerade beim Französischen irgendwie gelandet. Orlando sagt, er würde doch durchaus noch eine französische mündliche Prüfung bestehen. So, tu crois que c'est possible que tu passes l'examen en français parce que tu as pris la langue à l'école à Londres?
Ouais.
Ouais?
Avec tous les trois.
Et répétez lentement, s'il vous plaît. That's what I know in French.
Yeah. And now we have to know what Blitzableiter means in French as well.
Yeah, I don't know how you'd say that. It must be something to do with, what is it? Stick, some sort of. I'll find out and I'll let you know.
I can check while talking.
Yeah. All right, this is good radio.
Tell us about the Elephant Castle. I heard about a great area where exciting and creative people are working, also the Maccabees, and they are creating their new stuff.
That's and, right. Where did you hear that?
I don't know. I think I read it in some... Where is it exactly? In London. Where is it exactly? North,
it's
south.
Close shade.
Elephant Castle's in South London.
In South London.
Yeah, which is where we're all from, around that area.
Okay.
We grew up.
Is that a very hip part of London?
No, it's not a hip part of London at all. It's not
Brick Lane.
It's not Brick Lane. It's not Dalston. Mm-hmm. It's not Soho. It's kind of untouched area of London, really, where there's a pretty much an older community, and it's just beginning to young people move in there, and little pop up shops and things like that are arriving there.
Okay,
but it's great.
Yes, it's wonderful.
And there is actually a strong kind of creative community there. There's a few different kind of cloistered, cobbled streets with all sorts of things going on, like. Ceramics, and there's a guy that makes violins down there. There's some artists, some architects, and
you will keep your studio there.
Well, we'll see. It's not ours, so I mean, as soon as whoever owns it, we don't really know who owns it, but as soon as they, you know, we've looked after it for them for a long time, and then they'll decide that they want to turn it into a big block of flats or whatever. But for now, we look after it.
You don't have your own studio. I saw on your Facebook page that you were sitting in a jet, so I thought they have their own studio. Weren't you flying with a little airplane?
We did.
Why?
Yeah, that's, I mean, it is the most luxurious thing that we've ever done as a band, and it lasted about 40 minutes. Yeah. So and it will never happen again, but we made the most of it.
Whose jet was it?
I don't know whose jet it was. Being in a band has,
I think, the pilot was called Mark.
It's Mark's jet.
But he was very nice.
But who told you to get into the jet?
Well, we had to get back for a TV thing the next day, which was deemed important enough to travel on that.
Okay.
But there's there's fleeting moments in being in a band where it's actually what some people suggest it is. And that was kind of one of them, so, yeah.
Ja, auf ihrer Facebook-Seite kann man nämlich sehen, dass sie in ein kleines, feines Jet einsteigen, weil sie ihm sagten, ja, wir haben ja gar nicht unser eigenes Studio da in diesem Elephant Castle District. Da meinte ich, ja, wieso, ihr steigt hier in ein fettes Jet ein, dann werdet ihr euch ja wohl auch ein eigenes Studio leisten können. Nee, das wurde ihnen ja nur kurzzeitig zur Verfügung gestellt. Das war so schön, der schönste Moment im Flugzeug überhaupt als Band, und der hat leider nur 40 Minuten gedauert, aber so ist das nun mal. Kann ja noch werden. Ich habe übrigens geschaut, es ist Paratonnerre, der Blitzableiter. Le Paratonnerre.
Very good. Très bien.
Okay. Also in Südlondon, da sind Sie beheimatet, da kommen Sie eigentlich alle her, und da haben Sie eben auch in einem Bereich, der heißt Elephant Castle, Ihr Studio. Aber there is no, you can't ring the bell where it says Studio of Maccabees.
No,
so when you order pizza, what do you do then? The pizza guy, where should he ring the bell?
Yeah, no one can ever find it. It's a nightmare to find. But we're trying to watch our weight at the moment, so we're not eating as much pizza as we were.
Okay, yeah. I see. That's good.
Yeah, but it is difficult to find. There's a security guy that works there called Richard, and he kind of oversees for deliveries, which he kind of bribes us, holds us to ransom for some of them, that kind of thing.
Okay, so you can call him and then you say...
Well, there's a lot of political dynamics to it. You know, you normally have to bring him a coffee or something from the shop in order to
get anything back. And then he'll sign a parcel.
And he'll sign a parcel back. So there's a lot of, yeah, there's a lot of bribing. Diplomacy and bribing. There's a lot of bribing.
Yeah. Also in dem Gebiet, wo sie ihr Studio haben, da gibt es keine Klingel an der Tür. Und ich fragte dann, wie ist denn das, wenn man eine Pizza bestellt? Dann weiß ja gar nicht der Pizzamann, wo er klingeln soll. Und gibt es halt vorne so einen Security-Mann, der heißt Richard. Und der lässt sich immer gern bestechen mit einem Becher Coffee oder so. Und dann wird auch mal ein kleines Paket angenommen. Ach, ist das schön. That sounds so nice. So lovely. The area where you're working and living.
Yeah, we're very lucky. Yeah.
Wir müssen uns fast schon von den Jungs verabschieden. Treiben euch jetzt auf die Gästeliste 030 2000 9000 030 2000 9000. The Maccabees heute Abend im Heimathafen Flux FM. Möchte gerne, dass ihr dabei seid und setzt euch jetzt auf die Gästeliste. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you for having us.
Blitzableiter Paratonnerre. N'oubliez pas les mots que tu as pris ici dans le studio.
Yeah.
Et à la prochaine fois.
Répétez lentement, s'il vous plaît.
Non, c'est pas possible. Oh, okay. Au revoir.